Become a Leslie's Pro member, and with almost 1,000 locations conveniently located less than 3 miles from your service route, you can quickly get in and out and take care of your customers. Get Skimmer, America's number one pool service software platform. Listeners of the podcast can try Skimmer for free. Visit my website, swimmingpoollearning.com, and click on the Leslie's Pro and the Skimmer banners to learn more. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Hi, welcome to the Pool Guy Podcast Show. Since I'm on the subject of filters this week, I'm going to continue and talk about the Quad D filter versus your standard grid type filter. I'll go over some of the plus and minuses of a Quad D filter or a quad cartridge type DE filter versus the grid type. Leslie's Pool Supplies is a proud partner of the Pool Guy Podcast Show. Leslie's Pool Supplies has been do-it-yourselfers and pool trade professionals' trusted partner since 1963. Providing quality products and services to make pool care easy, and solutions and expertise to do it right. When you think of the grid type DE filter, what comes to mind are the Pentair FNS Plus filters, the Hayward top manifold, the Jandy top manifold. These filters are your typical DE filters that you'll see out there. They're a little bit hard to work with. Their engineering is kind of difficult when you first open one up. The top manifold, I think, is what throws you off because the grids have to fit in there in a certain way, in a certain pattern around the stem pipe that goes inside the filter. And so rebuilding them when you take them apart can be rather difficult, especially if you just started out, or if you're a homeowner that just took your filter apart for the first time, it can be rather difficult. I have a video on my channel where I show you how I rebuild it inside the tank. I'll take one grid out at a time and replace it. Then put a new grid in after I take another old grid out, and that way the pattern is very easy to follow. So I'm not a huge fan of these filters. One reason is that the small partial grid always seems to wear out quicker than the other grids, maybe because it's smaller, has less material, and therefore is more prone to the water pressure in one of these types of filters. And I find that they break quite often. So I always carry several partial grids in my truck whenever I do the filter cleanings. I'll replace the partial grids mainly. The other grids, of course, will rip eventually also. And then the top manifold may get a crack in it, or you may lose the air bleeder. So there's a lot of ways for DE to get back into the pool with these top manifold filters. If you don't put it back together quite snug, some DE can get in through the grids and the top manifold. So there's a lot of work involved in these filters. And the only grid type filter that I really like is the Pentair 4000 series filter, and this has the manifold on the bottom versus the top, and the grids sit in there. To me, it's a more logical way to build the filter. I like these. The lid may be a little bit heavy for some people. Pentair was supposed to redesign this filter a couple years ago and make the split of the lid a little bit higher up so that it's lighter, but they never got around to it, I don't think. And the backwash valve is on the bottom. So the grid type filters are what you would find out there, very common. And then the cartridge type D filters are just starting, well, we're just starting to hit the market several years ago. I think Pentair had one out about 10 years ago. That was their quad D filter, and that was the first time they came on the market. And so they dominated for a long time with the quad D filter. What I like about the quad D filters is that they use the DE material that's on the grids on a cartridge type formation. So you have four cartridges in there. So it's very easy to mistake one of these for a cartridge filter. It looks just like one, except of course the pleats are very big compared to the cartridge filter and the material is really thick. And this is where the DE diatomaceous earth coats this filter. So I mentioned Pentair, they make three different models, a 60 square foot, an 80 square foot, and a 100 square foot. And I would say that I think the 80 square foot is about the same size as the 60 square foot DE filter, so you can make them a little more compact because of the way they're designed. And now Hayward has their model. It's called the DEP 500 series pleated element DE filter. They couldn't call it the Quad DE, of course, because Pentair already has that name. And I don't think the name is very catchy, and it's hard to remember. So if you are looking for the Hayward version, just think of DEP 500, and then you'll find it. If you Google that, you'll find their pleated element DE filter. And it's very hard to find it sometimes when you're looking for it online to research it. but just know that they do have one, and they had the same size as Pentair, of course. Who would have thought they would have come up with the same sizes, but a 60, 80, and 100. And then Jacuzzi has a JDEQ 80 DE cartridge filter, and this is an 80 square foot DE cartridge type filter that Jacuzzi makes. And Pentair also owns Stay-Rite, and they make a modular media, is what they call it, but it's a similar to the Quad D, except it only has one cartridge in there, and they make a 60 and a 72 square foot. You'll see this black filter, you open it up and you're going to have just this one DE filter cartridge in there. Kind of an odd filter. I think it's mainly in the East Coast where I've heard of this one, or some of the guys in the group will open it up and wonder what it is. We don't have these really in the West Coast that much. We don't use a lot of Stay-Rite products as far as that goes. The only Stay-Rite products that I see out here are their System 3 cartridge filters, which I really like. But if you're looking at the quad filters, quad DE type filters, you'll have the Pentair Quad DE, then you have the Hayward DEP500, Jacuzzi JDEQ80, and then the Stay-Rite SMD series, which is the single cartridge DE filter. And so what is the advantage of the Quad DE filters? The number one advantage is that, like a cartridge filter, they're extremely easy to clean and maintain. I really love cleaning one of these. It takes me about, I would say, 5, maybe 8 minutes to actually clean one of these completely, because unlike a cartridge filter, where you got to get the hose in there and spray off all the dirt and the pleats, and there's a lot of pleats in the cartridge filter, because normally the larger ones are like 400 or 500 square feet. But with these Quad DE filters, since they're so spread out, you can hose these things off very rapidly. The DE comes off of these really well, and I really like cleaning these filters. They're very easy to clean, and then putting it back together is a cinch. You just put them back in, like the cartridges and the cartridge filter, put the top little manifold on there, put the lid on, and you're done. So it would take me typically 30 minutes, 20 to 30 minutes to clean a top manifold grid type DE filter. It'll take me about 10 minutes. I mentioned it would take me less, but 10 minutes, let's say, to clean one of these. So you're going to clean one of these filters 3 times as quickly as the top manifold DE type filters, and even faster than the Pentair 4000 series, where you got to take out all the grids and hose them off. So there's an advantage of time saving and ease of use. Another advantage is that you really don't need a backwash with these filters. You can. It's not quite as effective, I don't think, as the backwash with a standard grid type filter. In fact, when I called Pentair on this a few years ago, the person I talked to said that they'd rather you not install backwash valve because it wears out the cartridges quicker, and the cartridges aren't that inexpensive. I think they're like $60 or $70 each. So price-wise, getting 4 cartridges will equal about getting 8 grids for a traditional grid-type filter. So you don't save any money as far as the cartridges go. But backwashing is not quite as necessary because I think it distributes the dirt a lot better on these quad-type cartridges. I found that they stay cleaner longer than the grid filters, and so backwashing is not necessary. You may have to clean them a little bit more often than every 6 months, but again, the cleaning time is very quick on them. If you get a 100 square foot Quad DE filter or an 80 square foot, you're going to get that extra square footage that you would normally not have. I think the largest filter that Pentair made prior to this was their 2000 series, which was a 72 square foot filter, which I really like because it gives you the extra square footage that keeps the pool cleaner a lot longer. So if you think about it logically, if you have a 48 square foot DE filter and you're backwashing it maybe 2 times in between cleaning it every 6 months, if you have an 80 square foot DE filter, cartridge type DE filter, or 100 square foot, you're going to get twice or 3 times, or almost 3 times, twice, over twice the square footage area. So it's going to stay cleaner longer on your pool, allow for more flow. And so I like the larger sizes of these quad type, cartridge type DE filters. I'm not sure what I should call them in this podcast. I'm so used to calling them Quad DE filters because of Pentair. They dominate the market with theirs, but I think I'll just call them cartridge type DE filters, like the other brands are calling them, to kind of distinguish themselves from Pentair. But that's one of the advantages of these filters, is that they have a larger square footage of filtration, meaning you don't have to clean them as often, and meaning you may not need to backwash them or install a backwash valve, which is really good, because that means that they're going to last a lot longer. One thing that I think wears out the grid type cartridges, the grid type filters is that the backwashing definitely wears them out because you're reversing the flow of water. It's going inside the grids, pushing them out, and this definitely will cause them to wear out quicker. And so whenever a customer is looking to change out their DE filter for another DE filter, I always recommend one of these cartridge type DE filters for ease of cleaning for me. Later on, I don't have to worry about it. And I try to sell them 80 to 100 square foot one so that you'll get the extra square footage. It doesn't take up much more space because they're a little more squat as far as the build. And so you're not going to need a bigger area to put them in, which is nice. And then you can eliminate the backwash valve. One thing to note is that the plumbing is reversed. And so like a cartridge filter, they're plumbed like a cartridge filter. So you have to reverse the inlet and outlet if you're replacing your traditional grid type D filter. So keep that in mind. The Jacuzzi JDQ80 has two inlets, so it's really easy to plumb this one in. The outlets on the back, like the Jandy filters. And so it's really nice to have that two inlets so you can plumb that one easily. But I've seen many people plumb these in wrong, and they don't work, of course, properly if they're plumbed in backwards. So just remember that the quad DE filter, here I go again with the quad DE. The cartridge type DE filters are plumbed in like a cartridge filter versus a traditional DE filter. And this, of course, means that the inlet is on top, and in a D filter, the inlet is on the bottom, and the outlet is on the bottom, and in a traditional grid D filter, the outlet is on top. So you have to reverse that to plumb it in correctly. I think the only thing that I found about these cartridge type D filters as a negative is that whenever I do a green pool cleanup and one of these is on the location, they seem not to recover as quickly as a traditional grid type, I think mainly because you can't backwash them, and so you have to take them apart and clean them more often. And they seem to get clogged up more with algae than the grid type. I'm not sure why, but I always struggle a little bit when I have one of these on a pool that's green. Other than that, I think you have the same filtration micron, filters down to the 3 microns that a D filter will filter to, even though it's shaped like a cartridge filter. And you're going to find cleaning these to be a breeze. You're going to really enjoy the ease of cleaning that having one of these cartridge type D filters will allow you to have, and you're going to not have the frustration of the, you know, putting the top manifold and the grids back together, which takes a long time. Another thing too is that if there is a tear, you'll notice it right away, unlike the grid type filters where you have to search sometimes and find out where the D is getting back into the pool. It'll be pretty obvious, and I haven't had too many of these rip on me, so they're very durable and long-lasting. And you will have to replace the cartridges every 3 to 5 years, just like a grid-type filter. And again, you don't save any money because the cartridges are more expensive than the grids. So buying 4 of these is going to be about the same as buying 8 of the grids for a grid-type DE filter. So I think the advantages of these filters definitely outweighs the fact that you can't backwash them. You get a larger square footage area, and they take up a smaller footprint with that larger square footage area. They're easy to clean, which I really love about. I love that about them. And I think you have three different brands if you want to count Stayred as a different brand, but you have 3 different brands of them to choose from now: Pentair, Hayward, and Jacuzzi. And so I think these are emerging more in the market. I'm assuming Jandy is probably going to work on one eventually, and so you'll have the big manufacturers with these filters out. But I really like these filters, and I think they're definitely worth looking at if you're replacing a D filter or having a D filter installed. Go with these cartridge-type D filters. They're definitely superior, in my opinion, than the grid ones. And if you're looking for more resources for your pool care, definitely check out my website, swimmingpoollearning.com. I have an ebook available for $9.99. And if you are looking to enhance your business or you're starting out, you may be interested in my coaching program at poolguycoaching.com. Currently, there's 260 members, and there's a group chat also, along with the ability to text me and call me in real time. So you can learn more about that at poolguycoaching.com. Thanks for listening to this podcast. Have a great rest of your week, and God bless. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Real quick, if you're not using pool service software, try Skimmer free for 30 days at getskimmer.com/poolguy. Again, that's getskimmer.com/poolguy. Skimmer, everything you need to run your pool service business all in one app.